Chris?
Is John available?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, John. I sprained my ankle on your median, and I need your insurance information.
On our median?
You know, your adopt-a-median.
Okay, over by Connie's Market?
Yeah, that's the one.
Were you crossing the street?
Yeah, I was running, and I'd just come from the bar. I was running across, and there were some rocks in there, and they made me slip, and I tripped over the median.
Well, you know, that's not actually our property. That's city property.
Oh, no, it's yours.
So we have no liability on that one.
I talked to the city already, and they say it's your fault. It's your
fault that you were running across the street in a non-pedestrian crosswalk.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I follow the rules or not. But it's your property, and it's your problem, and I need your insurance information.
Okay, well, I'll have to turn this inquiry over to the owner. Can I get your name and number?
Oh, that other guy said you were the owner.
I'm the manager.
Oh, close enough. Like, which?
You're still going to have to talk to the owner.
Which insurance company does that place use?
I wouldn't know. The owner would know.
Could you mumble that a little bit louder? I didn't hear that.
I said I wouldn't know that. The owner would know that.
Oh, okay. Well, are you the one that takes care of the median? Do you ever go over there and, like, clean up?
We send people twice a year.
Twice a year?
Sure, there's no trash in it and stuff like that.
Stuff gets trash in it more than twice a year.
I'm sorry?
You know, places get trash put in them more than twice a year.
Okay.
Like, why even adopt it if you're not going to take care of it?
We're obligated to check it twice a year.
I know, but you're just doing the bare minimum. Maybe you should just go check it more than that.
You said, like, you were leaving the bar. Were you intoxicated?
That's none of your business.
Okay.
Well, why even adopt the median if you're not going to take care of it? Like,
get your name and number, I can put your inquiry towards the owner.
How would you like it if your trash company only came and picked up your trash twice a year?
Because
by your logic, that would make sense.
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, I think you're an asshole for, you know, putting your sign up there and not even taking care of it, making it so people trip over it.
I just don't understand why you were running in a non-pedestrian crosswalk.
That's none of your business. I had business to take care of. I was chasing someone.
Okay. Would you like to give me your name and number so I can give this inquiry to the proper people?
Well, I need you to admit that you're in the wrong.
I will not do that.
And then maybe you should be taking care of that more than twice a year.
Take the recommendation.
Who takes care of it? Is it you or someone else?
It is not me.
Do you just send employees out there?
Yep.
So you're paying, like, minimum wage twice a year?
If I can't get your name and number, I'm going to have to disconnect.
Is that just the best marketing idea you've ever come up with? Like, oh, we'll adopt a median. Pay stupid high school kids to take care of it.